Hello, what's up everybody? How are you? Are you good? Anyway. Oh, it's a new year. Imagine. Sijarakod kitu tangu mwaka yaanze. Anyway, it's a new year. It's almost weekend. Some of you have been having exams. Others have finished. Others are starting the semester. In general, how have you been? How was your holiday? How is the new year taking you? Ah, but anyway, it's summer. It's cool. It's fine. Anyway, this is just to break the silence. This episode is so short. It's going to be super short. Yeah. Exactly, yes. So tell me, what would you love to hear this year? What topics would you want? Which areas would you want me to improve on? Let's engage, let's niambie vitu mnataka. So I'll be talking about decluttering. This is so funny. And I'll tell you why it's funny. It's because we're quite kipoteza vitu kwa you. So jana, yesterday, I decided I should do it. Let me tarnish everything and then I'll arrange it back. Wow, so this idea of the episode came from that, and we'll be talking about decluttering your mind, your heart, basically decluttering emotionally, mentally, physically. Hata ku declutter kwa nyumba pe, it's decluttering. Yeah. Decluttering basically means getting rid of what? Of things that you don't need. Saa ni kama mile mnafanyanga general cleaning, alafu mnapata kuna vitu mjatumia in a while, so you get rid of them or you put them in a storage, manitu zinakanga, you know. And then this got me wondering, as in it's a new year. Hata kama imezeeka, miss kurekod episode, saa hii ndio episode yangu ya kwanza. So, go easy on me. It's a new year and probably the things that you don't want to carry on with you. As in, kuna vitu zimekuwa zikikuburden emotionally or mentally. And I think, kama January ishafika katikati, I think it's time to let them go, because the more you hold on to things, the more it gets painful instead of getting lighter. And the burden, I don't know if it's a quote or it's a saying, yesterday is heavy, put it down. So don't go carrying the former things into the present. Just let go, know who to allow into your space and when to, because you may allow a person, not because it's not that they are bad, but you may allow a person into your life at the wrong time, and it's not 31 wabaya or anything, but because it's at the bad timing. They mess up with your mind or brain, or they just mess you up. Yes. And later on, you come, probably you guys kosana or something. Then later on, ukuju upate, bide umtesi, siati ni mbaya. It was just a bad timing. I don't think there is anyone good or anyone bad. Everyone comes into your life for a specific reason and at a specific time. Some people take longer, others take so less time, and it's okay. And if you have lost people over the past year, and probably a failed relationship, a failed friendship, whatever it might be, don't worry. There is always a hope for becoming better and meeting better people. And yeah, I think you should take your time to reset and rewind. The only wimbo, yoni wimbo, my name's here. See, I have told you it's going to be such a short episode. Niju, nimesikia tu niongee, nimesikia tu nipige kelele. So, nimwambia, hii mwaka, tujifunze kudeclutter. Tujifunze ku get rid of things that are not making us think straight, or they are making us feel frustrated, or they are making us feel sick. Kitu tu yoyote inakuchokesha, imagine, achana nayo. Just take time, prioritize yourself, know what you want, and work towards that. Yeah, and I hope you will have a good time. That's all for this short episode. I'll say it's a mini episode, but anyway, it was nice getting to talk to you, and it is always a pleasure to be your host. So see you next week. I'm not sure about the timing, but see you next week simply with better and fresh content. Bye.